Until women have supportive employers and colleagues, as well as partners who share family responsibilities, they don't have real choice. And until men are fully respected for contributing inside the home, they don't have real choice either. Equal opportunity is not equal unless everyone receives the encouragement that makes seizing those opportunities possible. Only then can both men and women achieve their full potential. None of this is attainable unless we pursue these goals together. Men need to support women, and I wish it went without saying, women need to support women too. Stanford professor Deborah Gruenfeld makes the case. We need to look out for one another, work together, and act more like a coalition. As individuals, we have relatively low levels of power. Working together, we are 50% of the population and therefore have real power. As obvious as this sounds, women have not always worked together in the past. In fact, there are many discouraging examples where women have actually done the opposite. We are a new generation, and we need a new approach. In the summer of 2012, my former Google colleague, Marissa Mayer, was named CEO of Yahoo. Like several of her friends and the Yahoo board, I knew that she was heading into her third trimester of pregnancy.